It was a nurse's uniform that caught her attention back in the early 1970s, causing her to fall in love with the nursing profession. A nurse in uniform was how she pictured herself, but something happened.
When I went to KPH, Sister Honey at that time was in charge. She said I was too young, so I should go back and come back the next year. So while waiting out, I met a good friend, and there was a position at her school in Port Maria, that's Port Maria Infant School. And she told me about it and said, you know, while waiting, let's try it. You know, and when I started, you know, I said to myself, maybe nursing wasn't the thing for me.
Retired teacher Althea Joan Hamilton. Mrs. Hamilton, educator and community worker, entered the teaching profession in December 1970. She joined the staff of Port Maria Infant School as a pre-trained teacher, where she served for 2 years. In 1973, she joined the staff of Clonmel All-Age School, now Clonmel Primary and Junior High School.
In Clonmel, that was more family because I'm more from that end. And so you're with the family and, you know, you start to get to like it even more. And the passion just kept building, liking to see people achieve and do well. And there were some students, too, who were not conforming to rules and regulations. And I found ways to get them to conform and do well and start liking work and so on.
The fruits of her labor as a pre-trained teacher boosted her decision to enter Teachers College and onto university, where she studied up to the postgraduate level. In her quest to explore the different avenues of the education system, Mrs. Hamilton joined the staff of the Highgate Continuation School in 1980 and served as vice principal for 3 years and later as principal of that institution. Home is where the heart is, and so in September 1987, she returned to Clonmel School, her alma mater, where she taught grade 9 for 8 years. Her pursuit for advancement was materialized in 1995 when she was appointed acting principal of Clonmel.
Of course, the community, they were behind me 100%. They felt that I should be the person to stay. Got all the support. It was a good year of acting, 1995 to 1996. At Clonmel, and thereafter I was appointed to the position of principal.
Mrs. Hamilton's zeal for success has been rewarded with Clonmel School surge to prominence in various activities. Some achievements of the school to date include regional and national awards in 4-H clubs, school environment programs, sports, academics, and the performing arts. On Monday, October 19, Mrs. Hamilton will be presented with the Badge of Honor for long and faithful service to education.
Well, I am really and truly delighted because during the time of, I'd want to say, active work, I never thought about award. There was just work to be done. And there I was, making my mark, trying to do as much as I possibly can do. And at this time, I am being awarded for the work that was done. It's a very awesome feeling.
She's lauding the government's efforts to improve the country's education system, noting that the positive steps taken cannot be overstressed. Mrs. Hamilton says she would, however, like to see more being done to boost parental involvement. She's further urging parents to cooperate with the schools on their mission to educate children.
The schools of Jamaica need parents. There is hardly anything that we can do and do it well without your cooperation. And where parents cooperate, the difference is always evident. And the fact that the first place of learning is home, school depends on parents to help in this process because it's a partnership.
National Award recipient Althea Joan Hamilton. Mrs. Hamilton has served the Parish of St. Mary in various capacities in the past. She currently serves as a Justice of the Peace, Director of the Lions Club of St. Mary, and Project Coordinator at Clonmel Skills Training Center.
Come to the Jamaica Information Service JIS head office at 53A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10 for your Jamaican flags, heritage posters, and publications. Get 10% off all packages on Fridays when you wear the national colors to make your purchase. Offer available now through to October 30 while stocks last. Call 926-3590-4, email research@jis.gov.jm or visit jis.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.